A terrible week. It hadn't been a good week for Cedric. In fact, it had been one of the worst he could remember. First, his father had come back home on Sunday, and it had only taken him a few minutes to find out that Cedric had been in his secret cellar, so of course his father had punished him. He had taken his mobile phone away and forbidden him from watching TV for the whole week. Every day when someone in the family asked, "What's on telly tonight?" Cedric felt very annoyed. On Monday, his mother had asked him to turn off the cooker after a quarter of an hour, as she had to go to the baker suddenly. Of course, Cedric forgot about the cooker, and the meat and vegetables got burnt. On Tuesday, the weather turned cold. Cedric put on a new anorak and his Wellingtons to go out and meet some friends. Not surprisingly, things went wrong. While he was running, he fell down. His new anorak got torn and he hurt his hands. He needed several plasters. His mother put the plasters on all the places where he hurt himself. On Wednesday, it was raining again. He put on his old anorak and his Wellingtons to go out and took his mother's brolly. Of course, it wasn't easy holding the brolly with plasters on his hands. Under the plasters, his hands still hurt, and when he was crossing a bridge, a strong wind blew the brolly out of his hands and into the river. The brolly also tore some of the plasters off his hands. When Cedric got back home again, he was all wet and his mum was angry he had lost her brolly. To make matters worse, he wasn't even able to buy her a new brolly as he was skint. But his mother did help him put some new plasters onto his hands. Thursday wasn't a good day for Cedric either. His parents organized a garage sale. They put all sorts of things, such as an old cot in front of the garage, for sale, and told Cedric to help them sell the things. Only few people came to look at the things, and after a while Cedric began to play with the plasters on his hands, so he didn't notice when someone stole the cot. When his mother asked about the cot, he didn't know what to say. Needless to say, allowing someone to steal the cot had not only made his parents angry with him again, it had also made them wonder how anyone could be that gormless. When Cedric woke up on Friday morning, he was quite nervous and wondered if he was going to have another bad day. Not surprisingly, he was nervous and worried that something might go wrong again. He looked out of the window and saw that the weather had changed. The sun was shining, there wasn't a cloud to be seen anywhere, and it was much warmer again, so he wouldn't need to wear an anorak and Wellingtons. He was also happy that his hands were getting better and he was able to take off some of the plasters. In the afternoon, the telephone rang. Jill answered the phone. "Cedric," she called, "it's for you. Steve is calling." Steve was one of Cedric's best friends. "Hi, Steve," Cedric said happily. "Hi, mate. We're meeting for a football match. Do you fancy playing?" "Yes, I'd love to," Cedric replied. "It's been donkey's year since our last match." "Good. I'll see you in half an hour at the usual place. Bye." Football was very important for Cedric, and he never wasted a chance to play. The only thing Cedric liked more than watching a football match on the telly was to play football himself with all his mates. And while it was far from true that it had been donkey's year since their last match, the last match was just a fortnight ago, it did seem like a very long time to the boys. It was no surprise then that Cedric quickly changed his clothes and left home in a hurry. He picked up another friend on the way and arrived at the football ground some 5 minutes before they started the match. Then it was time for the kick-off. The referee blew his whistle, one of the players kicked the ball, and the match had begun. For about a quarter of an hour, the ball was kicked back and forth between the players of the two teams. Cedric was in the half of the other team when a player from his team made a long pass. The ball landed near Cedric. Cedric ran towards the ball and kicked it towards the goal. The goalkeeper saw Cedric coming and got ready. Cedric ran as fast as he could. He wanted to score the first goal of the match. Some of the other players also came running, but Cedric didn't see them. All he saw was the goal that he wanted to kick the ball into and the goalkeeper who he had to get past. Now he was close to the goal. He got ready to kick the ball hard towards the top left corner of the goal, where the goalkeeper couldn't reach it. Suddenly, another player kicked his foot, and Cedric fell to the ground. The referee blew his whistle. It was a penalty. "Come on, mate," a friendly voice said. Cedric looked up. He was still a bit dizzy from the hard fall. Steve was holding out his hand to him. Cedric took Steve's hand, and Steve pulled him up. "Bloody hell, that hurt," Cedric said angrily. "That should have been a goal. I'm really feeling gutted." "Don't worry," Steve replied. "The referee has given us a penalty. If you like, I'll take it." Cedric shook his head. "I want to take the penalty myself." "Are you nervous?" "Don't worry, I'm fine. I'm going to kick the ball so hard that bloke is going to wonder what hit him," he said while looking at the goalkeeper. "All right," Steve agreed. Cedric and the goalkeeper got ready for the penalty. The goalkeeper stood in the middle of the goal, ready to jump to the left or the right and hoping to catch the ball. Would he catch the ball? Cedric hoped he wouldn't catch it. Now there was no one else in the goal area. The referee blew his whistle. Cedric ran towards the ball and kicked it hard. The ball flew towards the top right corner of the goal. The goalkeeper jumped towards the ball. He almost reached it, but he couldn't catch it. The ball went into the goal. "Hooray!" everyone cheered. Several players shook Cedric's hand and they all looked very happy. Did the players in the other team look happy? No, they didn't, and they certainly didn't cheer. If anything, they looked gutted. The football match continued for another 75 minutes. Then the referee blew his whistle again, and the match was over. Who won the match? The team Cedric was in won the match. They scored 5 goals, while the other team only scored 1 goal. For the first time that week, Cedric felt happy again. What happened after the match? Cedric and his teammates wanted to celebrate their victory. "Let's go to my place," Cedric suggested. "We've got a party room." "Yes," Steve said, "I know it. There's plenty of space. We can be as loud as we like and play really loud music, and there's always something to eat and drink. It's the very place to celebrate a pucker victory." Not long after Cedric and his teammates were in the party room to celebrate their pucker victory, as Steve had put it. While Cedric got out party food and drinks from a fridge, Steve took a CD from a shelf and put on some music. When the first song began, everyone grinned. It was "The Winner Takes It All" from ABBA. "To victory," Cedric said, and raised his glass. They all raised their glasses and said, "To victory." "Let's hear something more modern," someone suggested when the ABBA song had finished. Most of the others agreed. To them, ABBA seemed rather old-fashioned. Moments later, the room was filled with a beat of loud disco music, and a music video appeared on a large flat-screen TV. "Wow! That's the biggest telly I've ever seen," someone said. "Yes, it's brand new," Cedric said. "My parents made the whole room only last month. They bought the biggest telly they could find, along with a stereo system, a whole load of CDs and music DVDs, a fridge and other things." "Cool. I wish we had something like that at home," Steve said. "But our flat is much too small." He looked at the party food he was eating. "To tell you the truth, I'd like to order some pizza. How about you?" Cedric pulled a face. "I can't. I'm skint. I've had a terrible week. On Monday I forgot some food on the cooker and it got burnt. On Tuesday I tore my new anorak and hurt my hands. On Wednesday I lost my mum's brolly and on Thursday I didn't notice when someone stole a cot at our garage sale. I've been saving money for weeks, but after all the things I've had to pay for, I haven't got a penny left. I'm just glad my bad luck didn't continue at the match today. Steve laughed. Yes, that does sound terrible. He turned away from Cedric and towards the others who had been listening. Cedric's had some terrible luck this week, but he's scored a goal and he's invited us to use his party room. I think we should pay for the pizza and invite Cedric. What do you say? Everyone agreed. 20 minutes later, several pizzas were brought to Cedric's house by a pizza service. Cedric and his teammates ate the pizzas both happily and hungrily. Winning a football match 5-1 was always great and a reason to celebrate, but after the terrible week he'd had, this really was a pucker victory for him. After the football match, Cedric suggested they all go to his house to celebrate the victory in a party room. Steve agreed. He said that he knew the party room, that they could be loud there, that there was always something to eat and drink, and that it was just the right place to celebrate a pucker victory. The first song they heard was from ABBA. Then someone suggested they hear more modern music. When a music video appeared on a large flat-screen TV, someone said that it was the largest telly he'd ever seen. Cedric said that it was brand new and that his parents had made the whole room only the month before. He said they had bought the biggest telly they could find, along with CDs, DVDs, a fridge, and other things. Steve said that it was cool and he wished they had something like it in his home, but that their flat was too small. He said that he wanted to order some pizza and asked Cedric what he thought. Cedric said he couldn't order any pizza as he was skint. He said that he'd had a terrible week. He said he had forgotten food on the cooker on Monday, that he had torn his anorak and hurt his hands on Tuesday, that he had lost his mum's brolly on Wednesday, and that he hadn't noticed someone stealing a cot at their garage sale on Thursday. He said he had been saving money for weeks, but that he had no money left after all the things he had to pay for. Steve suggested everyone else pay for the pizza, as Cedric had scored a goal and invited them to his party room. The others said that they agreed.